We're not going backwards. We're not drawing back, but we're pressing forward by faith because faith pleases God. And I believe as the Lord spoke to me preparing for tonight, He spoke to me and He gave me a word. And my topic, or my title rather, for tonight is the dividing line. See, I believe that in this hour that we are living in right now, there's a line that's being drawn in the sand. There is a line that's being drawn in the sand of those that serve God with their lips. And then on the other side is those that serve God with their lives. See, lip service doesn't move God. See, many people, they sound like victory because they speak the word. They'll quote scriptures on Instagram or on Facebook, but they don't live it with their lives. And so you can look and sound, rather you can sound like victory but look like defeat. But I believe that even now, there's a dividing line that's been drawn. And my heart's desire and my prayer for tonight is to provoke you to action. To provoke you to respond and say, I want to be on the right side of the divide. I want to be on the side of the remnant. I want to be on the side that are being used by God in this hour. I don't want to talk about you being used by God. I want to be used by God. And so I believe it in my heart and I know it to be true because I hear the Lord continuously putting it in my heart, the dividing line. See, there's many that profess it, confess it, that they serve God, but their lives, it's a living contradiction. And in fact, in the Bible, it says in Titus chapter 1, verses 16, they profess to know God, but in works, they deny Him, being disobedient and disqualified for every good work. If you look at that term, deny, if you look at it in the original Greek, it actually speaks about to contradict. Many are living contradictions. Many Christians, their lives are a contradiction because they speak all these things, but they don't live it. But in this hour, there is a dividing line of those who will lay their lives down and say, God, I want you. God, I don't want to be on the side that just professes, that just talks. I want to be on the side that truly serves you, that truly lays down their life so they can pick up your life. They'll be the ones that lay down their name that picks up your name. Be of the ones that lay down their will and picks up your will. That's where I want to be. I want to be of the remnant. See, if there's one thing that we're seeing now in the body of Christ is there's been a great shaking that's happened. And the remnant is arising in this final hour of time. See, what happens when there's a shaking? You know, I was thinking about it as I was meditating on this particular scripture. And as the Lord was ministering to me and as I was writing these things down, I began to think about a motorbike. Or in my case, a quad bike, a four-wheeler. I drive it on the farm. And as I'm driving it, the more rough the terrain is, the greater the shaking is. And there's this bag that I have on the back of the quad bike because when we feed the cows, we give them this feed. And I remember the one day I was reflecting on it and it was the first thing to fall off. Why? Because it was not truly connected to the quad bike. And then you'll sometimes see where parts will fall off because of the shaking. Not my bike though. I'm using this as an example. Because they weren't truly connected. See, when a shaking comes, those that aren't really connected to the true vine, those that aren't really abiding, they're just talking about the vine. They don't actually abide in the vine. They're the first ones to fall away. They're the first ones to step back and draw back when there's persecution. All of a sudden when Christianity is no longer popular, all of a sudden where people are persecuting you for the truth. Understand something in this hour, truth will make you unpopular. Truth will make you unpopular, but in this hour, you need to decide that I'm going to stand for the truth. Because when God is for you, what could be against you? You see, you can have all of mankind on your side and with you and for you. But if God is not for you and not with you, you will lose every single time. But understand something. When God Almighty is for you and all of mankind is against you, you will win every single time. You will overcome every single time. you will possess victory every single time. Because if God is for you, who can be against you? Who can stand in your way? Who can stop you? Who can prevent you? No one. He is the Most High God. He is above all. He is almighty. He is the one that was there in Genesis chapter 1 and verses 1. And he hasn't changed. And his word has never changed. And his thoughts of you hasn't changed. And his love for you hasn't changed. And even right now, I can feel in my heart that there's people that are watching and your life is not right with Christ. In the position that you are tonight, you know that you have been of those that have, after the shaking that's taken place around us, you know that you're on the wrong side of the divide. You know that you're not where you're supposed to be. You know in your heart that you've fallen away. You know that you've gone away from your first love, but tonight, this is your moment. Jesus is calling you back. We've got to make sure we're on the right side of the divide. And there's some of you that are watching right now, this is the first time you're hearing the gospel. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, without a redeemer, in this final hour of time, we have no hope. But thank God, we are of the redeemed. Thank God, by redemption, I am an overcomer. Thank God that by redemption, tonight, you can enter in as an overcomer from tonight. What do you have to do, sir, ma'am? Whoever you are, young person that's listening to me right now, you have to call upon the name of the Lord. Believe it in your heart and confess with your mouth. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, come unto me, all ye. In other words, it's an eternal invitation. Come to me. You who are burdened, you who are heavy laden, you who are done, who are feeling like giving up. God is calling you tonight. Come unto me. It's an eternal invitation tonight. But Jesus is coming back soon. And the moment now is for you to receive salvation so that you can step into everything that he has for you. Because without a redeemer in this final hour of time, there is no hope. There is no reason to carry on. There is no reason to push forward. See, your decision tonight to serve God, or rather you have a decision tonight that determines your destiny. One, it determines that you will forever be doomed. And the other determines that you are destined for everlasting life. See, many people in this hour, they shy away from this kind of preaching. They shy away because it's a confrontational. The word of God and the gospel is confrontational in its nature. It confronts the flesh. And tonight there's some of you that are watching and you can feel this conviction in your heart. It's nothing natural, it's supernatural. And the Lord is touching you and he's calling you tonight to give your life unto him. And tonight, when you give your life to him, as I'm going to lead you now, I see those people on Facebook, all of you on YouTube. As he calls you tonight, salvation is just the start, not the end. And where you start tonight, when you give your heart to him, get ready for what God's about to do. For after you are saved, when salvation comes forth, he will anoint you to be a sign and a wonder in this time. So if that's you, if you're watching right now on Facebook, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching wherever you are, I see Ordeals On With Us, I see Anthony, I see Shireen, I see Reshma, James, Lebolise, I see all of you on Facebook, all of you on YouTube, all of you that's on DSTV right now, if that's you and you know that you need to be on the right side of the divide tonight, the first thing that you must do is you must be saved. You must call upon the name of the Lord. So if that's you, quickly, I want you to pray this prayer after me. And the Bible says that when you call upon his name, you will be saved. You become a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, in other words, look, all has been made new. So if that's you, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say this, dear Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for me. Tonight, I confess that I've sinned against you. Tonight, I repent of all of my sin. I turn to you tonight. Jesus, come into my heart. Wash me. Cleanse me. Let me never be the same again. Where I was once weak, make me strong. Jesus, fill me with your Spirit. Thank you that from today, I am a child of God. I am a new creation. I am a son. I am a daughter of the Most High God. In Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen, amen, and amen. Quickly, I want to see on Facebook, if you prayed that prayer, say, I'm saved. Write it in the comment section. All of you on YouTube, if you prayed that prayer tonight, this is the greatest miracle, is the miracle of salvation. It's the greatest sign and wonder when those that were once lost are found. When the prodigal son comes back home. Quickly, I want to see your comments in the comment section. If you're born again, if you prayed that prayer tonight, and I want to see all our NXT ambassadors, I want you to minister to them. I want you to like their posts. I want you to reach out to them, bless them, love them. All of you on YouTube as well. If you prayed that prayer, quickly, I want you to write in the comment section, I'm saved. I'm born again. This is just the beginning for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Send us an email at info@thenext.tv as well if you prayed that prayer. Send us an email. We want to know in Jesus' name. There we go. Dorothy, she says, I'm safe. I like that. Elizabeth says, I'm saved. Michelle says, I prayed that prayer. Ty says, I'm saved. Nomsa says, I'm saved. Come on, glory to God. Look at the comments. There we go. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at the people. Kennedy says, I'm saved in the name of Jesus. Michelle says, there we go. Come on. Rosilla says, I am saved in Jesus' name. This is what it's all about. This is the power of the gospel. Sometimes we try and do all these like fancy things or finesse things. I love how Paul said, I did not come in persuasive speech, but I came in the power of the Spirit. And right now, God is touching people wherever you are. Look at the comments. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Lorato, I'm saved. Praise the God. Praise the God. Praise the living God. Thank God for Jesus.